The start of school is always exciting. Kids are getting their supplies, backpacks, and haircuts. This back-to-school fair in Diego Bernal's District 1 is helping families get what they need for the classroom.
You know, we think that it's important to get young kids off to the school year right.
Bernal says thousands of children are affected, and the cost.
Whatever cost there is, to me, is absolutely worth it.
But Mayor Julian Castro is recommending a cut to the City Council Project Fund that makes events like this possible.
I'm not on board with that decrease, though. I think that if you look at the way that we spend our money, that we give it to community organizations and help sponsor small programs, that we help the arts.
District 6's Ray Lopez doesn't want the funds cut either. District 2's Ivy Taylor says her constituents ask for so many big projects that she already can't provide. She says at the very least she should be able to support small community events. District 8 Councilman Ron Nuremberg, though, tells me he agrees with the cuts, saying our fiscal reality requires reasonable sacrifice where it can be found. These cutbacks should have no effect on how much council members can reach into their communities, he said. Bernal says the cut from more than $60,000 to $15,000 isn't insignificant. Overall, more than $500,000 would be saved. But for Bernal, he thinks this is part of helping families meet their needs.
I mean, I was talking with two parents. Their kids were getting haircuts, and they were saying, this is a blessing. I just lost my job. My husband just left me. I didn't know what we were going to do.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.